This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. New rules for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin will go into effect this weekend. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region where higher wolf populations have contributed to an increase in livestock losses for residents. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific hunting tag system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions to avoid a scenario like 2021 when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to participate in an upcoming training program for mental health first aid. The organization will offer the program in partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension Health and Well-Being Institute. The program seeks to teach residents how to identify when somebody is experiencing a mental health or substance abuse crisis and how best to support them. A youth mental health first aid course will be held on November 7th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Washburn County Services Building in Shell Lake. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. According to agency officials, scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information from their potential victim, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials are warning residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. As the weather cools down and leaves start to fall from the trees, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be wary of fire danger. According to a press release, there have already been over 50 wildfires across the state in the month of October. DNR officials say the dry weather, gusty winds, and the falling leaves are contributing to increased wildfire risk. Residents should check fire danger warnings in their area before conducting outdoor burning activities until some snowfall brings more protection against wildfires. Barron County 4-H is advising residents that the 2025 Barron County plat book is now available for purchase. The plat book is updated yearly to include things like property boundaries and topographical maps of the county. This year's edition also includes maps of area watersheds, school districts, recreational trails, and more. Area residents can purchase the 2025 plat book at a variety of locations, including the UW-Eau Claire Barron County campus and the County Government Center. The proceeds raised support youth in Barron County 4-H. Barron County officials say they're still searching for developers to convert the former Bessie manufacturing site into a mixed-use commercial and housing development. Officials say they've met with some developers already, but many of them want to continue using the site for industrial purposes. They're also seeking funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for environmental cleanup. The Rice Lake Plan Commission recommended rezoning the land from industrial to mixed use to the City Council at its meeting last week. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check runoff risk advisory forecasts before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the agency has an online tool to warn farmers when weather conditions and soil temperatures increase the chances of manure spills. The agency is also reminding farmers that all agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that could potentially impact surface or groundwater, which can be done through a 24-hour emergency spills hotline. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that their services may stall if the federal government shutdown continues. According to agency officials, about $230 million of the $310 million allocated to the Department of Workforce Development for training and employment services this year comes from the federal government. Without that federal funding, things like career counseling, recruitment and retention programs, and apprenticeships for job seekers could see a reduction in services. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Farm was rocking last night. Chance of let's go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120-110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career-high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, did we? I even looked back and said, what games did we play? Like, it kind of threw me off too. Like, I was a little bit in shock, but you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, showers or a few flurries are low down to 31 tomorrow. Showers or flurries in the morning, then clearing with a high tomorrow near 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.